everyone. So we're very excited to be here and welcome you to the very first Invest in Valencia podcast. My name is David Valls, and I'm one of the project managers at this fantastic office. If you already don't know, but you know, I'm assuming you know, no, I'm just kidding. Invest in Valencia is an initiative of the City Hall and the Chamber of Commerce, and we're the official foreign direct investment office and in the city. We help foreign companies to come to Valencia and foreign projects, and our mission is to cause a positive impact in our city. The Invest in Valencia podcast is produced by the team of Spectral. If you're a founder, investor, and want to create really great content, please email Spectral's founder, yas@spectral.to. And when you get in touch with him, remember to say that David from Invest in Valencia sent you. Really excited to be here with one of the greatest success stories of the city, Maybor Wolf, and that we have here, Paula Montesa and Chimo Barrachina, CEO, and then our senior software engineer. So welcome to the first podcast of Invest in Valencia.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. Excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you very much for the invitation. It's a pleasure being here.
So, you know, I would love to hear more about, you know, Maybor Wolf's, you know, from Munich coming to Valencia. So, Paula, where did this idea come from? Where this, you know, this started, the conversations?
Well, you know, at Maybor Wolf, it's very common that we create offices when our people want to work. So the moment I joined Maybor Wolf 6 years ago now, they were opening an office in Tunisia. One of our colleagues wanted to go back home and he decided to do that. And I thought that was such an amazing idea that straight after starting, I met with one of the CEOs and told him, one day it's going to be Valencia. But almost 3 years passed until I found the moment arrived and I sat again with him more seriously and told him, hey, what about now? I think it's a good idea. And things developed pretty fast from there.
That's awesome. So, I mean, I'm sure it was not an overnight decision. So, you know, what steps did you have to take to get, you know, to get started? We'll start with the beginning. You know, you got the idea, you mentioned you wanted Valencia. How did that start? What did you propose?
It was indeed not an overnight decision. First of all, I was very young back then, I think around 26. So it was a leap of faith thinking that I could do it and that they could trust me to do it. So I had to plan the whole analysis and show them why we have the best talent here, that the infrastructure is super well connected, like the institutions, the stability of the city. Like, I analyzed many different factors that played a role in taking the decision, and then met with different stakeholder circles, from the CEOs to the partners, until everyone was on board. But I have to admit, Valencia had so many plus points that even though it was a long decision-making process, everyone was excited about the idea.
Oh, I love to hear that. So, you know, it's what they say, all the good things take their time. In the United States, it's paid, but everything is meant to happen, so for a reason. And you've been here for 3 years, right? Like, recently we had your anniversary, right, for 3 years?
Exactly, that's right. Time has flown by. But yeah, we're already 3 years in Valencia. We have a couple of movings behind us, and we finally found a super nice office location in the city of in the center of Valencia, very close to the best offices indeed. And we celebrated it with a party. Our team did a great work, and it was an amazing evening.
That's awesome. So we're talking 3 years. Chimo, you actually were here from, you know, the very beginning. So could you tell us, you know, when you started, you walked into the office, how did you feel when you heard, you know, this German company in Valencia? What drew you to it? What has it been? You know, we'd love to hear, you know, what was before you started and then when you started.
Yeah, for me, I will define it with two words. It was really humble and familiar. When I was not living here when I was hired, I moved from Alicante, and mm-hmm. all the process of being hired was, I mean, basically for me, Maybor Wolf was the information I had. It was a company that had been there for 30 years. So it was an already settled company. And when I arrived here to Valencia, what I saw was just a group of, I don't know how many were there at that time, like from 5 to 10. So it was, we didn't have an office, just some desks and a really small group. So you had the feeling you were working for a company that had been there for a lot of time, but it looked like a startup. So yeah, I will always remember that feeling of of humility. And also, yeah, we were so few that we were really connected. We were like a family on those times.
I love to hear that. So you mentioned that at the beginning you had that feeling of a startup. How would you compare it to now? Do you think it still has that feeling of, you know, like a little bit of like that day one feeling, or now that you have your own offices and a lot more people, it's a little different?
A lot has changed since then. To give you the more clear example, we didn't have much infrastructure back then. Actually, people were coming from Germany to support us on those first stages.
No,
it's not like that. Now we have our own people in charge of that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. How many people are you now in the office?
45, more or less, give it a take.
Wow. And, you know, what would you say was the key to that success? You know, going from so few to like these numbers, 40 to 50, like, what do you think was the key to that?
If you ask me, there are two key points I will highlight. First, attract the talent, the conditions. Like for me, when I was searching for a job, and I saw the Mabel Wolf advertisement, it was completely different from any other company that was applying at that time. They have an interesting model. They did some previous market research to adapt the salaries to the Spanish market, but giving us some extra benefits from Germany and with really competitive salaries also within the Spanish market. And I think that was an important key point to attract the talent, but also is the company culture, what makes the people stay. I think in these 3 years, there have been a lot of people movement, but not much. Like, people tend to stay here. And it's that culture that allow us to have initiatives like opening offices in other locations, like Paula's cases and many others.
The key is the talent. The key is people feeling welcomed in this culture and wanting to be responsible for new initiatives, for making sure everyone feels comfortable in the office. And good talent calls to more new talent and great talent in this case.
I love that. I love that. So I actually have, you know, a quick story, because this morning I was talking to someone of like, how do you bring companies to Valencia? And I said, well, you know, the talent in the city is what drives many of the companies to want to come here, because we have such good quality talent. It's really, and especially the retention, like, you know, what you were mentioning, Chimo, you know, that, yeah, of course, people come and go, but the retention compared to like many other cities and many other situations, like, it's true that Valencia is really in a competitive advantage. And, you know, I love that you mentioned that. So, you know, we talked about, you know, that. And I was wondering, Paula, also from your point of view, if you had to put like the recipe, you know, for this perfect cake, what would you say is like, you know, to get that talent motivated, engaged, you know, to stay, to the retention, you know, I'm sure the salary is good, but, you know, what could be some of the other perks that, you know, you see are working?
We put people first. Our conditions are very flexible, but also the way we treat people. So we make sure we have individualized career paths that you get to choose how you want to develop yourself. And that comes with a lot of freedom and a lot of responsibility. So this culture is definitely not for everyone, but the people that feel attracted to something like that really enjoy this environment where they can be the ones owning how they are developed and where they put their energy and their motivation. That's what for us has been the key so far, I'd say.
Nice. Wow. I love that. You know, it's great when you see a company actually putting people first instead of like, you know, many other factors, because it shows that, you know, you generally care for your team. And at the end of the day, your team is your company. You know, they're representing you.
It's everything, mostly for us, that we are in the service sector. Mm-hmm. We don't have a product. We have people.
That's why you take care of them. You take care of your people. You take care of your product. I love that.
So, more or less.
Yeah. And I was wondering, you know, since you've been here for, you know, few years, I would like to talk about some of the challenges. What do you think has been some of the challenges that you have faced, you know, to get to these 3 years? And, you know, how did, you know, it went through, and how was the process? And yeah, I would love to hear some about it.
I'd say one of the biggest challenges was the legal part, the contractual part, everything new for us, coming from the German legislation. And also most of us, myself, not knowing anything about that part, we are techies. So we had to find trustworthy partners to help us deal with that. And yeah, so a lot of the learnings we had during these years come from that area, so to say.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you mentioned that, because it also brings up, you know, why Invest in Valencia is here. We have a list of trusted partners who are, you know, we have from real estate agencies to like talent agencies, and also like legal firms that we meet with them, we get to know them. And also because we get to know the clients, and, you know, they tell us, you know, we're a German company and our headquarters is in so-and-so, and we're here producing, and, you know, we hire people through our German company, but it's established here. It gets very complicated, and I can see how it can get, you know, confusing, especially going into a new market, a new country. And that's why we're here also, to ease those situations. So, you know, remember, if you have any more problems, you know, to reach out to us, we'll be more than happy to help you grow and keep succeeding in here. And I was also wondering, you know, Chimo, from your point, you know, going back to you, what is the day to day now? Like, you know, from especially from the beginning right now, what's your day to day in within the office, within your projects? You know, we'd love to hear what's the culture like.
Well, it has not changed much, like my day-to-day life. Maybe the office has been the biggest upgrade, but for the rest, it keeps the same. The goodbyes with the people is like a regular day here. Is you try to organize yourself a bit, but then you are free to have coffees when you want, to have your focus time to work, but. But yeah, there is a lot of freedom. There is a sentence that I will always remember from my manager when I started, and it was like, Chimo, here you are the owner of your time. You work when you are focused or when you have to, because of course meetings are always meetings and you have to attend them. But for the rest is what Paula was mentioning. We are free, but of course with responsibilities. So
I love that. And in your team, or like, you know, in the office, it's mostly like locals, like Valencians or Spanish or international people. Like, what's the culture like and the diversity within the office and the team?
I think that here we are the winners among all the Maybon Wolf locations. But we are the location with, I don't know exactly the number of nationalities we are here. Somebody told me the other day 17, but I'm not completely sure. But we are a lot.
And wow, I love that. And it sounds very diverse. So, Paula, also from your point of view, what is it like to have a United Nations in your office? Like,
that's actually a fan fact. You know, I came to Valencia with this mission. Let's bring a new working culture to Valencians. And we couldn't hire any Spaniards in the beginning. So we hired 6 people. Only Chimo was Spanish. And at some point I was like, hey, people, we came here to hire Spaniards. We need to raise that level somehow. And right now, I think we are about 30-40% Spaniards. The rest is all internationals. And that has created such a rich environment where we get to try recipes of the world. Someone sends a song from their home country, or we celebrate some holiday we didn't know anything of. And that makes it so cool. And somehow the vibe, it's in a way more chilled, and we are all open to whatever our colleague might be want to do. So that's something very refreshing I didn't experience in the German offices, because it's simply the setup is so different. The default language is not Spanish, as it's German in Germany, but English. And if a couple of people get together, it might be French or German or Spanish, it depends on the quorum.
I love that. I love that. I love diversity. I love diversity in your team. I love diversity on the food that you eat, the music that you hear. I think it's so rich, right? Like, it enriches your culture within the office.
You should come to one of our Friday karaoke's. Then everything possible can happen.
Everything gets funnier with the multicultural team. You can imagine watching a World Cup or Eurovision with people from every country. Yeah, it gets funnier. So, but as a trade-off, we have had to skip the Spanish tradition of having lunch from 1-2 and shift a bit more to 12. But so
Yeah, well, you know, like everybody's adapting, right?
Yeah.
And talking about adaptation, you also, you know, how do you see other nationalities and people from foreign countries and foreign cultures and foreign religions and everything, you know, coming to Valencia? How are they adapting to the culture? Are they feeling welcome? Are they having, you know, I'm sure in the office are they good, but do you think it's easy to attract them to come to the Valencia office and work here? And do you see them happy?
I really think so. I actually will classify two groups. There are the ones that are like living on Erasmus. They are always having party. And then there is another group that it was something really special in the beginning because myself, I was coming from another city. I mean, I'm Spanish, but from another city, but and I was new here. And the same happened with a lot of people from other countries. So we build like community here. So it's not like we are a pair of colleagues. Some of us, we are really good friends, and we do a lot of stuff out of office because of that.
I've been told in many interviews that for talents, it's like the best combination being located in Valencia, speaking English, and being part of a German company. It's like all the checks.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Would you say that, you know, when people come from headquarters, like they're surprised to see, you know, that everybody's speaking English? And the diversity compared to maybe like headquarters, or like what's the impression that headquarters gets when they come visit?
They really like it. I don't know if it's the office or the city, but there is something here that they like.
I have the impression they really enjoy this freshness I was talking about. The people here, or the team, is pretty united, of course, because we are still relatively small. I guess the same happens in some of the smaller German offices, but it's a fairly young team, mostly developers and designers. Most of the corporate departments are in Germany, so somehow a bit more relaxed, creative, fun.
So is that maybe how you would maybe describe the differences between headquarters in Germany to Valencia? Maybe here's a little more fun, and like how would you differentiate the you know, headquarters and Valencia office?
Are our German colleagues gonna hear this podcast?
We don't want them to believe this is the workation location, what they already think. We work really hard here, but there's a lightness in the mood that there might not be in Germany. Oh, of course, also because there are more managers there that have to deal with some more sales and difficult stuff we don't have to deal with here, at least for now.
Could you share like a funny anecdote or like a funny moment that happened or something, you know, that you were like, well, we came here thinking this and this happened, or you know, something like that?
I mean, for me, it was pretty funny. Paula has mentioned this before, that they came here with the intention of hiring people from local people from Spain. And the first person they hired was from New Zealand, the second from France. I was the third one, and I still think that they only hired me because I was Spanish and they needed
Sure,
somebody from
diversity.
here. It's like we need somebody, we need soon. Let's grab him. Maybe he's not good enough, but let's take him. And it didn't improve after me. Then it was Kazakhstan, Germany.
And we got so many applications from crazy places like Jamaica, India. It's like, do you know where Valencia is at all? Like, how are you finding us?
Maybe they're listening to the podcast and they're, you know,
Yeah.
like and you know, that's a really good point. How do you actually search for this talent? Like where, you know, if someone were to look to work for you or in your team, where do you recommend them to look and how to find you? Because, you know, if you're reaching the whole globe, how do you do that?
We always have open positions in our web page, and we are fairly active in LinkedIn as well. And we work a lot with universities. So we do some workshops at the Universidad Politécnica, and we attend to some of these fairs that they organize. So we tend to be fairly active in different platforms. And in general, we are lucky enough, we've had a lot of good applicants reaching us out. And for the maybe more senior talents, we have our talent acquisition team that might search specifically for some specific technologies or backgrounds. And that's more of a one-to-one thing.
Of course. And would you say that, you know, that relationship with the universities has been positive, has been crucial? How have you collaborated with the universities? I'm curious.
Super helpful. And as well with boot camps, we've hired a couple of people from boot camps. And the collaboration has been in the form of different talks that we did either on site or as a webinar. brief workshops as well about different thematics that were a bit more specific, maybe cybersecurity or some app development. And after that, it's been a continuous communication. Whenever there was some women event or we were organizing something, then we would reach out to each other and see if there would be some collaboration possibilities. But yeah, the Informatic University has been of a great help, and they have always been super open and yeah, very easy to work with them.
Oh, that's awesome. So now I want you to have this moment to tell those students, you know, just really quick, what would you tell a student, like, you know, someone who's in university and is from Jamaica, what would you tell them to appeal them to work in your company? Like, what's the message that you give?
Yeah, you're going to be happy. Like, I wouldn't change. I always think of that. Currently, I wouldn't change my position. It's like you will have to add a zero to my salary because I wouldn't ship for some extra bucks. But here, yeah, the culture and everything that Paula has already been mentioned, like here you have the chance to not only develop technically like a professional, but also as an individual, being able to have this amount of responsibilities, to bring your own initiatives and continue push forward. It's like, here you are really valuable as an individual and just not a tool that can perform some tasks and develop projects.
And Chimo, you know, you actually just mentioned that about, you know, personal growth and personal development. How has been for you your personal growth since day one until now?
I'm here today. Like in this podcast, I have always been super introverted, super shy, but this is a culture and environment that push you to interact with the people, to continue growing, that in the end you evolve. It's like you may like it, you may not, but you are gonna evolve and you are constantly challenging yourself. It's an organic evolution, but it's there.
We are so proud of Chimo, and he's been taking on responsibility after responsibility, taking care of the whole team up to the point that now after only 3 years he has become a manager. So it's amazing, his development, and it's been such a huge help for us.
I love that. And, you know, Chimo, I would never have told, you know, that you were an introvert and shy and quiet. Like, look at you. You're literally participating on a podcast, which, by the way, you know, thank you for doing this and getting out of your comfort zone.
It may not look like that, but I'm Sweden.
And Paula, also, you know, from the management side, how are you working with, you know, your team to help them grow and help them, you know, aspire to where they want to be?
Everyone has their individual path. And I've been trained for a very long time to be able to ask the right questions and understand what people motivators are, and therefore see on which areas we should work together at. That's also the way we plan projects for specific people so that they can keep growing on these development areas. And the development areas can be everything possible from some technical or project related stuff to some more personal growth point. And I do take a lot of time on a weekly basis to talk to each of my employees and see how things are evolving and if I can support them in any way. So it's definitely a big thing for us.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And, you know, that I'm wondering, how does that align to the future of Maple Wolf in Valencia? Where are you going? Where's your team going? What's next?
And keep growing. Hopefully we keep attracting great talent like Chimo. And we have some rough numbers our management in Germany mentioned. And they were saying by the end of the 20s, Valencia should be up to 12% of the team. Wow. That means like tripling the current size. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, potentially it can be a lot. Let's see how we manage. And of course, it has to be an organic growth. And we need to still be able to give our people this time that we're giving nowadays so that they can develop. So let's see. We need more managers like Chimo, and then we can make that reality happen. But that's the plan. And on the other hand, we're also working on a design spin-off that should be based in Valencia and Munich, both. Yep. It's going to be about digital innovation and digital design. And that's also an exciting project. It's going to be a sort of sub-brand from My One Valve. And yeah, we're on the initial stages.
Could we hear more about that? Maybe from Chimo, from you, Paula? Like, I'm actually really curious to know more about that. Okay. What does that entail? Okay. And also, where are you doing from Valencia with that?
actually this but telling you are breaking news, and I'm not even I didn't know myself. So if you want to know more, it has to be Paula.
Of course, I'm saving the breaking news for the pilot podcast. It's a small team for now, some designers from Valencia collaborating with some designers from Munich. Mm-hmm. We have realized our customers need help when it comes to innovating. How can they use the newest technologies to fulfill some of their business gaps they might be noticing to remain competitive? So that's us using our methodology and our technical knowledge to bring them closer some of the newest, we can call it material, like, for example, the Apple Vision Pro. How can you integrate that in your business or in your product platform? And how are you aligning, therefore, your customer touch points? So it starts earlier. It's not only building a great software, a great digital product, but how does that feed into your whole product portfolio, your business interests, your service design? And there we want to position ourselves as a good provider for customers.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And you're leading this from Valencia, or is Munich?
It's me and a colleague from Munich. So yeah, pretty 50-50. So this colleague of mine and myself realized our customers need this. We'd love to offer that. That's also how we see our personal and professional development going. Let's do it. And again, let's pitch it. Let's do some analysis. So the partners and the CEOs, this might make sense. And then they say, go for it. It's great. You just try it out. It might not work. But if it does, it's a great win for the company. And that's how you keep people motivated and foster this entrepreneurship that many of us have within Maven Wolf.
Amazing. Amazing. You know, I love that that came out, you know, from you, that, you know, your own initiative, your own, like, let's do this and let's put it together, which also, you know, kind of aligns as well with what we do here at Invest in Valencia, because we are this way, you know, we want to do this event. We think it's good for the investors and foreign companies to start a podcast. And, you know, we have great success stories like Spectral, who are like, you know, let's do it together. Let's collaborate and do this, make this happen. So I think it's wonderful that entrepreneurial, you know, within your own company. And I'm wondering, you know, from your side, what do you think Valencia also could, you know, keep working on or keep giving, or, you know, what would you say is like next for Valencia? Like, do you think that we're in a really good moment? Do you think that it's the right time to be here? International ecosystem that is happening here? How are they seeing Valencia? How is your company seeing Valencia?
So, yeah, Valencia, fortunately and unfortunately, is becoming one of the capitals of the world. Like, it's attracting a lot of, you see it, a lot of tourism, a lot of business. Mm-hmm. But yet we are not, something that I like really much is that we have everything at hand, but mm-hmm. not yet like one of the big capitals where you have the feeling that you are in a rush constantly. So yeah. I think that Valencia is a capital without the negative points of the capitals, I would say.
No, I think it's a great time for Valencia. The combination of the startup climate, some solid companies settling down here, the work of organizations, institutions, and the university. I think a point for improvement could be English in the different institutions, for example, banks, legals, insurances. That's been a bummer for us. Our corporate services in Germany couldn't talk to anyone here. So that was tough.
And it's true that, you know, that's something that fortunately we're seeing a big change. From Invest in Valencia, we do a lot of push work with talent agencies and universities to make sure that people are being trained and educated in English, and make sure that also everybody's, you know, being very open-minded to work in foreign companies, and also to be able to attract that foreign talent. You know, when you were talking about, you know, everybody from all over the world coming here, you know, you can either find it locally or also like outsource it and come here. So I think that both options are doable, and Valencia is attractive enough that it's, you know, doing doing both. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's a little bit, you know, I think that's a great point, great conversation, great things that you're doing here in Valencia. And, you know, I was wondering if you have any closing remarks, anything that you would like to say, anything, you know, we're really thankful for your time, and I'm, you know, giving you the space to close it.
We're very thankful for the collaboration with Invest Valencia in general. You are putting us on the map as well, and inviting us to so many events so that we can grow our network and connect with interesting people. And I'm super glad you keep thinking of us for whichever opportunity that arises. So therefore, thank you very much, David. And I hope to keep this collaboration going.
We want foreign companies to come here and grow, connect, network, expand. That to us is the success, that we want companies to come here and succeed as big as they can. And we will keep supporting you as many other foreign companies that are here in any way. So we're really happy. Chimo, your time. Do you want to have any closing remarks?
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today, and especially for what Paula has said, all the support you have given us during these years, the visibility and so on.
Yeah, we're really happy that this is, you know, our first podcast with you. We wanted to really celebrate your 3 years in the city, and what the best way to do it that with our first podcast. You know, again, we wanted to like bring you up, like this is all about you. This is to put you in relevance. This is for your time to shine. And, you know, we're really, really thankful for your time and for all of the good work that you do in Valencia. So thank you.